Psachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vov. Arbo Osa Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. So here we have the very rare Erev Shabbos, which by us is the last day before we do Sreifas Chametz, but it's not really Erev Pesach. The Leil Bedika with the Yoim of Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. We have by us on our calendar, the way it comes out, is always together with Purim on Friday and in Yerushalayim of Purim Meshulash. So it's pretty rare. But in that type of year, which we're going to have later on, the Hilchus of Korban Pesach, what can be done on this type of Shabbos, what can be done, what's Deicha Shabbos, what's not, is a whole limud unto itself in the fifth parak. But over here, Legabe Biur Chometz, the Mishnah says, Mevarim Zakal Lufnei Shabbos. What are you supposed to do? You can't burn Chometz on Shabbos. So Meli, you Mevar everything before Shabbos, Divir Reb Meir. V'chachomim Oimrim Bizmanim. The Chom say, get rid of it Bizmanim. Now obviously, you can't burn it. So we're obviously concurring over here with the Shita of the Chacham in the second Perek that has Besose B'chol Bavo. You can eat it up. You could be Mefazav Ezer L'Ruach. In our world, the equivalent to that would be we have the little bit left over of Chometz on Shabbos. And that you flush down. That's the way to get rid of something in the optimal way possible. Now, it doesn't mean, according to Tanakama, according to Reb Meir, that there's an issa to have the chametz on Pesach. It just means that the choivas bediko beer, not the falozach on bittel, right? The rabbanon is halacha to physically search and destroy for the chametz. When are you supposed to do that? When are you supposed to be mekayim that din? You can't do it on Shabbos. He says, but it can't be done optimally. The best way to do it is by getting rid of it physically. The best way is b'sreif. You can only do it on Erev Shabbos. Get rid of it all before Shabbos, except the minimal amount that you need for Suda Shabbos. Cheshbon out, put it aside. That's what we do also. We get rid of everything on Erev Shabbos, the 13th day of Nisan. We do Bedika Leil Yud Gimel. We're Seirif on Yud Gimel just to keep up the Minig Yisrael. And then on Yud Dalet on Shabbos, when it comes the Zman, it says, we eat a few, a little bit Bilkalach, you know, whatever it is, just to be able to be Yitzhak Suda the Shabbos, and the rest we flush away. Divrei Reb Meir v'chomim bizmanim. The Chom say, no, there's no Chiyuv on Yud Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Reb Lozer Bar Tzodek Oimer, Truma milifnei Shabbos. Here the Gemara explains very pashut that truma is very limited how much you could eat. There's very few people that could eat it. So the truma has to be got rid of before Shabbos. Again, l'chayra ibu truma is also, but you can't leave the truma going into the zman. So either the better thing is to finish all the truma before Shabbos, to eat it all up. But if not, then you have to get rid of it before Shabbos. V'chulim bizmanom be'etzem, he's holding that the way to do it is to do on yedalid. And that taka is the way we do it. Except that we do it with a knetch. We pass on hash besose b'chol dover, and still, every year, everybody knows we do sreifas chametz. Better we can be yaitza by being mefaza v'zer l'ruach. I feel, okay, we do sreifa, we yaitza also shit sev Yehuda. So we do a combination of this type of thing in this type of unusual year. We burn chametz on Yud Gimel. We do it before chatzos, in order that it shouldn't be different than any other year. We have to do it in the morning. So we do the regular, customary Sreifas Chametz. And then the actual Hash Besosu B'chol Dover, which you can't do on Shabbos Sreifa, we do B'chol Dover, that we do Shabbos after we eat a little bit. Now, one thing in the context of this Mishnah is a good place to point out something that we didn't bring up in Perek Beis. There's a Chiv Tashbisu. Tashbisu Sam Batechon Zemit Saseh. There's a Loi Saseh of Bal Yirah Bayimotzeh. L'choyre b'yiroh b'yimotzeh are lavin that are nitek laseh with hashbisosoy, with sreifas chametz, with beer chametz. That being said, what happens also if somebody doesn't have chametz at all? Is there be'etzem a din to burn chametz? Is there a choyv to burn chametz? Like you have to eat matzah leil Pesach, is a choyv to burn chametz every Pesach in the morning? Well, no. It just means if you have chametz, so then it has to be gotten rid of. That's the mitzvah say. Really, the mitzvah say is just there as a prevention from Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh. Is there a separate mitzvah? So this is a famous chakir, the Minchas Chinuch, wants to know what happens if somebody finished up all the chametz. They ate all the chametz, lock, stock, and barrel. So what should they do? They have to go out on the morning of the 14th and buy some chametz in order to burn? Or maybe there's no mitzvah to burn chametz. There's a mitzvah not to have chametz. It's an aver to not have chometz. If you do have chometz, you got to get rid of it. If you don't have, you don't have. Here in the Mishnah would sound like there's a choivas biur. The way to go into Pesach chometz free is by doing a proactive maisa biur chometz. So when should it be done? So Mishnah is telling you, make sure that it's done. When to do it? Yud Gimel is when you can do it optimally. B'sefer, Yud Dalet, you can do it b'chol dover. But it sounds like the assumption is that there's a choivas biur. It's not muchach. Doesn't sound like it's only a preventative. Otherwise, why not get rid of it before Pesach? Except for truma, which you can't get rid of until the last second. The Poshet HaMashmoyis of the Mishnah is Avada that there's a choivas biur. But that's the Mechaz Chinuch Svein Mishayla. Mishnah Zayin. Ha'hoylech lishchel is pischoy, v'lomol is benoy. He's traveling to do something which he's mechoyv to do that day. It's Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, the zechiv lishchel is pischoy. Lomol is benoy, we're talking about on the 8th day. Even not the 8th day, if the doctor says, if a bris is nitka, the doctor says today, the mitzvah is today. Now the Mishnah says an interesting case. V'lechol sudas erisin bebeis chomiv. To eat a sudas erisin bebeis chomiv. He's going to the sudas erisin lechor, means his own. He's the chosin. Kivega points out that stam to go to a sudas mitzvah, who make they see that this Mishnah, which is going to be a kula lutzorich being mekayim the mitzvah, who says it applies? Because you have a sudas mitzvah, you want to be mishtat and somebody else's chasna. If it's your own chasna, so no, sudas erisin of that chosin, yeah. Kivega just brings that the Rambam does say any sudas mitzvah. So Pichodesh wants to know, so why does it say lebeis chomiv? Just says you're going to a chasna. So Pichodesh says a chah, that the only chasna which is always going to be a sudas mitzvah is your own chasna. Any other chasna, the Gemara says that a chasna of an Amoritz is not that great a mitzvah. He's not going to build a house of Torah. It's not such a gewaltige mitzvah. It's a little bit sharp. But there's no shame sudas mitzvah on a suda of a chosna Amoritz, unless it's your own. Do you have a mitzvah of Piri Virivya? So then it's definitely a sudas mitzvah. Vinishvi, the sudas mitzvah over here, allows him to take on a kulam bir chometz. What's that? Viniska sheyesh lechometz b'teich beisoy. He's traveling. He's not going to be able to get to the Azor d'shech tekov in Pesach. He's not going to be able to be mekayim mitzvah mila today if he, or get to the chasna, if he turns around, goes back home, and he burns his chometz. Yesh lechometz b'teich beisoy. Now let's remember that in order not to be ever ba'i ro ba'i motzi, so the Mishnah says, if he could go back and he could be mekayim optimally the takonos chachom of bir chometz, he should go back. If physically there's not enough time for it, he's yoitza with bitl. By the way, the word over here, bitl, sounds like liboy. Doesn't sound like there's a declaration. We say bitl chometz. If you look at the Ran says the reason why we don't make a bracha on the bitl chometz is because it's a zach that's beliboy. Words that we say that you're mechuyev to say, you make a bracha. Sviyazayim, you make a bracha. You don't make a bracha, the Ran says, on things that are really belev. It's a machshov, it's an intention. You're setting an intention that you don't want the chometz. Lavika afridara. So obviously over here, the speaking it out that we do is really only a better way. But the etzem mitzvah, kemavu in the Lashon Mishnah over here, is mevatloi biliboy. So we're yoytzim with bitl ba'amal sagi, chachom, we're not machmir, b'moke mitzvah. Now, in these cases, are mitzvahs, and the Mishnah is saying, if you do have enough time, if legitimately you're going to have enough time, turn around, better to go back, get rid of the chometz, burn the chometz, and then go back to mitzvah, that's what to do. But in the sefer, even if theoretically you have enough time, we're talking about something over here where time is of the essence. Don't take chances. What's that? Bekuch nefashos. Lahatzel, he's going lahatzel min anochem to save Yidden from an attack, from a pogrom. Min anor, there's a flood. Min alistim, from robbers, from criminals. Min adleika, from a fire. Min amapolis, from an earthquake that toppled over a building. V'chule, yevatel beliboy. Don't take chances. Bimavatel belev and bisevich on that. If he wants it, the place that he was going was it, like we learned in Ervin, he was going 2,000 Amos in order to wait someplace else, in order to have a Shvisa, not for a Dvar Mitzvah, for a Dvar Rishus, Yachsa Miyad. then Avada, he doesn't have a schus to be mevatel b'libe. He doesn't have a right, even if he has enough time after Dvamit to go back. That has kedima. Who told you to put your tzorachim? It's only a mitzvah that if you don't have enough time, you can falozich on a kula of being mevatel b'libe. Reb Kivega over here brings famous raid, very fundamental raid. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Mem Dalet says, what are we talking about over here? It says that he's going lishchad es pischa v'lomol es b'noi. If we're talking about after chatzos, bittul doesn't work. We learned in the first paragraph that bittul is an operation where one could divest himself from the chametz before the zman is. So after chatzos, the Torah was asoy hakosav kilu b'shusoy, whether you like it or not. The bittul doesn't work after chatzos. So we're talking over here before chatzos. After chatzos, you're being mevatel b'chol rega v'rega mitzvah tashpisu. That has kedima over lishchad es pischa v'lomol es b'noi. Hazoy shteit Magen Avraham. Comes along the Avin Oizer, within Tov Mem Dal, the Avin Oizer is massing on the Magen Avraham b'charifus. The Avin Oizer says, no, hoylich lishchad pischa, pashas, we're not talking about 10 o'clock in the morning, we're talking about after chatzos. This man shchitis kov bezach is after chatzos. So we're talking after chatzos that the noisei is not that you're not going to be over on tashbisu. You will be over on tashbisu, but he says a vort. He says, you look at Tosus and Dav Chof Tes. Tosus seems to say that if a person is holding on to chometz, even though if a person willfully, bezodin leiv, is holding on to chometz, he's over b'chol rega v'rega, if he's holding on to the chometz and his intention is to destroy it, it's not the holding on to it that makes him be over, it's the holding on to it as something of value. If he wants to get rid of it, he hasn't gotten there. He sees chometz 50 yards away. He's running towards it to burn it as soon as possible. He's not over. So over here also, if he's going to be hoylich lomel benoi, lishchad es pischa, he doesn't have a choice. So memela b'chi ha'gavni, he's not holding on to it willfully, he wants to destroy it. B'chi ha'gavni is not over. So we're talking about after chatzos, and still the mitzvah's mila, and the mitzvah shchitas kav bezach have kedima. Kvega brings, however, that the tzlach in the Zugis argues on the Avin Oizer. He supports the Magen Avraham, and this is what's well known as the machlokes. The tzlach udad achroinim is a person who has chometz al menas to be mevar the chometz is yovem ba'irah ba'yemotze. Does a person have to burn chometz if chalili finds chometz on Pesach? Chometz is overlooked. Chometz that wasn't sold. Does he have to destroy the chametz the first second he's over b'chol rego? Since his whole intention is to get rid of the chametz, he's not over, and he has the mitzvah say of tashbisu. Let's mention one point that the tzlach makes, which is that if we're talking about after chatzos and he's going to shecht, and the reason why he's allowed to hold on to the chametz is because even though it's after chatzos, but he's not going to be over because he's planning on destroying the chametz, like we just said. If that's true, then legabi lishchay pischa is a basic problem. There's a lav we're going to learn about in Mitzvah Shem later on. There's a lav leisishchad al chometz, and one is not allowed to shecht korban pesach. There's a lav. Not only not allowed to own chometz, there's a lav in the shechitas korban pesach if you own chometz. So how could you say, okay, I'll destroy the chometz later on, no problem inside ba'irah ba'yemotzei, I'll be mekayem tashbisu later on, but lemaisa right now I have pesach as kedima. You're not allowed to shecht korban pesach. There's a lav on that. Because of that, the tzlach reworks the whole sugya. A whole shmuz of asay, the chalais asay, ayin, the hemshech dvon barichus in Rebbe Kivega.